This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Just everybody calm down. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Just everybody calm down. I got you. Look, it is not anybody's fault that you're going to have to spend Mother's Day with your mother, okay? I know. Look, I've been milking the shutdown thing, too. I have been milking it for all it's got. Going, sorry, I can't see you. Shut down. Sorry. You know that money I owed you? I can't get to you. Shut down. I can't touch my phone and Venmo the money to you because coronavirus. Okay, I have been milking it for all it's worth. And so for those of you that don't live in Nevada, we here in Nevada got a nice little surprise yesterday where our governor, thank the Lord, hallelujah, said we could finally start to open to phase one. Now, phase one begins about 24 hours from now. So we're basically told at the 36-hour mark, we could start reopening. I'll tell you what phase one is, but people are a little grumpy. So I guess we got Mother's Day coming up. And so some restaurants are going to be able to do seating. Salons are going to be able to reopen, of course, with the restrictions and guidelines. And there is not a lot of time to prepare in 36 hours. Luckily for us, me being in the media, I expected there to be unpredictability. I had no idea when reopenings were going to be. So for my employees, for the salon, because we have two salons, I had already been reaching out to them the last few weeks going, guys, it's probably going to get dropped on us pretty quickly here. And I knew something was up because I guess Governor Newsom is being sued by a bunch of barbershop owners and hairstylists, etc. And you start to see a lot of the class action suits. You start to see the riots. So I knew there was going to be some sort of pressure put on our governor to do something. And so he made the decision. And I'm looking at his phase one. As a doctor, I support it. I do support it. All right, guys, Saturday, you can open up it with very, very strict guidelines. So people are grumpy. I think they're grumpy because now, you know, they have to, you know, spend time with their mother. I think it's a nice thing. You know, it's Mother's Day. This has kind of gone on a lot. But you have a lot of employees grumpy. They weren't planning on going to work. They were planning. So now you have all these people you would think would be excited that, okay, yay, you know, we get to go back to work after like 6 long weeks, almost 7 weeks, I think. And no, people made plans. People made shutdown plans. Now, for a lot of business owners, we're kind of scratching our head. I've been very, very fortunate because my employees can't wait to get back to work. But a lot of others that own these restaurants and other things, we've been on lockdown. Business owners expected their employees to be home, you know, being driven crazy by the kids, right? You know, clawing at the doors, can't wait to get back and make income. And that's not happening. People made shutdown plans. Not sure. You know, we're not supposed to be traveling. People said, oh, but I'm going to be out of the state. I'm going to be traveling. Like, really? I thought, you know, we were on shutdown. So, unfortunately, we have all this hype that in my neck of the woods, you're going to be able to go to a restaurant for Mother's Day. Probably not going to happen. A lot of the restaurants are not going to be open. So we told my mom, you know, yeah, we invited my mom over to the house. I know. Well, because she has a television set. she could hear the news. I mean, once she found out I was lying about the whole coronavirus, you know, being with us, you know, until 2040, I think she actually, you know, turned on the TV and said, wait a second, No. And the kids need to see her. Brock had surgery Wednesday, my baby boy. And big shout out to Dr. Remigy, and Parkway Surgical Center and the whole team. Nurse practitioner, PAs, nurses, everybody involved. He had a patella reconstruction. Knee reconstruction, surgery for his patella tendon. But it was very interesting when we went for surgery, because loved ones couldn't be with them, except, of course, you know, if they're a minor. And so you had to wait in the car. You couldn't wait in the waiting room. You had to wait in the car if somebody had surgery. So there was like a little, a senior that was ahead of us that, and her husband was coming in going, I'm here. And they go, well, you can't be here. So he's like, should I wait in my car? And they're like, she's going to be here for about 6 hours. So you have a lot of people kind of stressed that, you know, when are we going to get out of these phases? When can loved ones be in the waiting room while their loved one is having surgery and not sit out in a car for 6 hours? The waiting room was really well done. They taped off a couple chairs here and there so people would sit away from each other. But, you know, it looks like it's doable. And the reason why I bring this up is because it's been a very hectic last few days, let me tell you. But the reason why I bring this up is we were told, you know, all this time by people coming up with stuff and pulling it out of the retroperitoneum that nobody's going to be able to take cash again. No one's going to be able to sit in a waiting room. Nobody's going to be able to eat at a restaurant. You're going to have plexiglass. You're going to. And it turns out that the politicians and the powers that be realize, you know what, people need to live. You can't stop human beings from living and interacting with others. So we'll see how phase one goes, you know, but it is doable. You know, people are grumpy, and the more grumpy people are, the more they're going to be like, okay, you know, when can I, when will this be over? But it's not as stark and walking dead as you would think. So, you know, if you want to tip your waiter cash, you can do that. Okay, you can give them cash. They might have to wear gloves. Still, many of us still have to wear facial coverings. I'll talk about what phase one means in my neck of the woods, which might be similar to your neck of the woods, where still, people still have to run around with face coverings, even though it's hot. People still have to not show up when they're sick. All this stuff I agree with, by the way. If you do eat at a restaurant, they still want you to wear a mask, and I guess lift up the mask and eat. But after a while, that's gonna relax, because people have to live. The 1-877-DOCDALI, I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're going to try to catch everybody up on, some of the latest, in terms of, vaccine. We're still here in a range from early fall to 2 years, and then one even suggested 2036, so that to me is an outlier. So still no vaccine yet. In terms of medications, a lot of debate on whether many of these medications do work, but it depends on the timing, if you have to give the hydroxychloroquine early on, the remdesivir early on. But still we have pharmaceutical companies racing to get that, to get the data to be able to show, guys, this is what you do. Honestly, I just don't think we're going to have a gold standard for any of these. I think it's really going to depend on the patient case. You're going to have coronavirus cases that are really, really mild. You're going to have coronavirus cases with no symptoms at all. You're going to have coronavirus cases where the person doesn't even realize they're sick until they start to have trouble breathing. And then you have others where it just consumes them. And so we are going to have to probably have a medication plan or a protocol depending on what patient type, you know. And if, you know, we are seeing a higher mortality with African Americans or people with diabetes or people who are older or people who smoke or not smoke, you know, depending on, you know, where that debate leads, we should identify those in certain risk groups and then see which medication regimen works the best and institute it early. We might have to start having people, you know, orally start medications, you know, before they even make it to the hospital, you know, we might have to have doctors even through telemedicine say, okay, you know, we're going to start you on hydroxychloroquine or remdesivir. I know a doctor's getting sued, I believe, in New York because there was a person who called in, older individual who wanted treatment for coronavirus. Hospitals were overrun, so they tried to treat the person online, but they got an abnormal heart rhythm, allegedly died. And so whether they had a heart disease before or whether the hydroxychloroquine caused the heart disease, that's going to be decided in the courts. But it's chaos. It's absolute chaos right now. So unfortunately, the medical community, they're working as fast as they can, is going to have to try to figure out when we start the regimen, how quickly we start. Now, mind you, with the flu, we start Tamiflu pretty quickly. Tamiflu, we used to have to start within 72 hours of you having the flu. They moved it now to 48 hours, where if you think you have the flu, you need to start the Tamiflu within 48 hours. After that, they say it's moot. Although, for some people who are severe, they'll still get it. But, we'll give Tamiflu even to people that are exposed. You know, family member had the flu, I need to start it. Here's what we have to watch out for, though, is resistance. So we have been now using Tamiflu for flu pretty liberally with telemedicine calls. Patients are calling in saying, yeah, husband has the flu. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, he was swabbed positive. Which one? Well, no, on Teladoc or telemedicine, he was told. Fantastic service. I love Teladoc. I've been working with Teladoc for a while, which is amazing. But are these true flu cases? And then are we going to be concerned about a resistance issue with Tamiflu? So we need to also come up with a protocol where we could test people or have at-home testing. At-home testing will help those of us on telemedicine and those doctors who are, look, you know, before you come here, swab for coronavirus, swab for flu, and let us know, take a picture, let us see the results. So we are going to hopefully move more towards a do-it-yourselfer, do-it-yourself. Now, some of you, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, are asking when the casinos are going to open. Okay, mind you, just because we are at phase one in Nevada does not mean you can take a road trip and have your bachelor party here yet. Okay, I think you are going to be very, very disappointed if you come this weekend. This being Mother's Day weekend, do not expect to see any boobies around, okay? I don't think we are going to have any of the strip clubs open. I don't think we are going to have any of the, clubs or anything like that. So phase one for Las Vegas means no nightclubs still. No bars, pubs, or taverns unless they are serving food curbside. Gyms closed. Recreational centers, sporting events, live entertainment, movies, except driving, racetracks, zoos, aquariums, bowling, skiing facilities. It is May. We are coming into mid-May. You cannot go skiing, okay, in Nevada. Well, you know what? In northern Nevada, we got still Lake Tahoe. No theme parks, no amusement parks, no miniature golf, no arcades. Brothels and houses of prostitution are closed. You cannot go to a brothel. Nope. Adult entertainment establishments, spas, aesthetic service establishments with the exception of nail and hair salons and barbershops. You will not be able to get body art or body piercing. I know many of you want to take grandma for Mother's Day to get a body piercing. Will not happen. And gaming operations, not including online gaming, Gaming operations will be closed. You cannot play blackjack. You cannot play roulette. You can't do that yet. No craps. Okay? The Gaming Control Board shall promulgate guidance for a phased and incremental resumption of gaming operations. That is a big source of stress in Nevada, as a huge part of industry is based on gaming. And even if it's, you know, people come here, you know, we got resorts, we got shows, we got, if the shows are closed, if the restaurants are still pretty much closed, if the, you know, people aren't going to come. So, state parks, if open, are limited to daily, day use only. So some of the state parks may reopen. Still, we cannot congregate in groups of 10. Still, we can have drive-up religious services. Grocery stores will not offer self-serve food options. So when we start to look at the restaurants or food or buffets, the buffet is gone. Now, this is very interesting. One thing, I don't know if you guys remember Vegas in the 70s and 80s and 90s or whatever, is we would have a $1.99 buffet or 99 cent buffet. Me in college, we would in the 90s not eat all day because at 11 p.m., for $1.99, we could then eat a buffet. So that was, you know, less expensive than, you know, spending, you know, $3 on lunch. So we would wait to eat all day for the $1.99 or the 99 cent buffet. Those looks like are going to probably be going by the wayside. So for phase one, restaurants are still encouraged to continue curbside delivery or pickup operations. Restaurants are allowed to open dine-in, but under strict social distance requirements. So in my neck of the woods in Nevada, if you want to take mom out for Mother's Day, good luck finding a place that is already has it booked up. Self-service stations like the beverage station or the salad bar are not permitted. So when you go up and get, so like there's a salad place. Oh my gosh, I forget what it's called. There's a salad place near my house where we go. I forget what it's called. And it is it's just fresh vegetables and you go. But you could also go get your lemonade. It's self-serve. No. Restaurants shall require employees to wear face coverings and should encourage customers to wear face coverings. In-person or on-premises dining is limited to no more than 50% of available seating, excluding bar seating, table and bar top seating. So basically, if you have a restaurant and you, you know, require X amount of people to make your quota or whatever, volume has to be half of that. At the max. Tables or booths have to be spaced 6 feet apart. Bar tops and bar areas are closed. If waiting to be seated, patrons must wait outside and practice social distancing. So pubs and wineries and bars must continue curbside pickup and or carry out. If the establishment is licensed to do restaurants, it may open up to do so with the restrictions I just talked about. Now, what about hair salons, nail salons? People are just falling all over themselves trying to find hair salons. So this is interesting. They would like there to be partitions or walls between each workstation, but many of them don't have that. If you have, let's say, 6 or 7 chairs, they all need to then have partitions. However, if you don't, then you could only use every other chair or workstation, or they have to be at least 6 feet apart for social distancing. So since, you know, the average you know, place of work is not really going to see a lot of their employees coming, something like this is still doable. So you'll probably still have to wait outside. Appointment only. So if you do call or walk in, the place of work is going to say, look, we're going to put you down for an appointment. Either come back in 5 minutes or come back in an hour. And then you have to wait outside, etc. And then stylists, technicians, barbers, and other employees must wear face coverings. And then we're asking customers and clients to wear face coverings to the extent practical. Same thing with eating. You know, if you have to eat, you know, you're going to have to move your mask to eat. So when you look at phase one, yeah, it's strict, but here's the thing, okay? You know, most places thought they were going to be stuck for a lot of the summer. So it's as good as it could be. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
So you're You're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The coronavirus crisis has sent U.S. unemployment surging to 14.7%, a level last seen when the country was in the throes of the Depression, and Franklin D. Roosevelt was assuring Americans the only thing to fear was fear itself. And because of government errors and the particular way the Labor Department measures the job market, the true picture might be even worse. By some calculations, the unemployment rate stands as high as 23.6%, not far from the Depression peak of 25%. The Labor Department said that 20.5 million jobs vanished in April, the worst monthly loss in history, triggered by coast-to-coast shutdowns of factories, stores, offices, and other businesses. On Wall Street, stocks actually pushed higher as investors realized the numbers were not quite as bad as originally predicted. This is USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller, has tested positive for the coronavirus. The news comes after a member of the military who served the president as a personal valet also tested positive for the virus. The White House is now increasing the regularity of testing for those who come in contact with the president and vice president to now occur daily instead of weekly. Miller joined Pence's office last year from the Department of Homeland Security. A 5-year-old boy in New York has become the second person in the state to die from a mysterious illness believed to be connected to coronavirus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo made this announcement. He also said 73 children in New York have been severely ill and continues to urge vigilance. The syndrome is thought to be related to the Kawasaki disease, a rare but serious illness previously noted in children with COVID-19 in the United Kingdom. New York's Health Department and the CDC is investigating the disease. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a 1-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners asked about the phases. Do they even work? And that's not a very easy answer, you know, because it's, as a doctor and having a scientific background, I need to, you know, be very factual. But then I also have opinions on things. And so I am a fan of phases. I am. But I also can't argue science. So I think where the question is stemming is, I think where the question is stemming. Sorry, people are texting me. Hell no. Hey, guys, it's okay. Phases are fine. Phases are fine. Is you have a restaurant that's opening, okay? How many of us have a mother? You know, my father passed, so I'm very, very grateful to still have my mom. But my mom talks a lot, okay? I don't know. I don't know. I never thought, I don't know if she's my real mom. But anyway, so if we were to go to a restaurant and she was to have something covering her face, I don't think it would stay on longer than 2 seconds. Or she'd be like, oh, yeah, she'd be complaining, you know, why aren't you still getting your periods? Or, you know, why do you wear bras like that? And I'm like, Mom, can we order, the waiter's standing here waiting for our food order. Okay, we'll talk about my breasts later. Okay, she'll always talk about embarrassing things. She'd do that on purpose. I love her to death, but she just, you know. Yeah, well, bring up stuff that I just never want to talk about. I don't understand. There's, it's never, you know, what do you want to talk about? It, she'll just bring up a topic that you just have to be, unfortunately, committed to for an hour. And so if, you know, somebody was to go to a restaurant, or let's say she, or even me, you know, went to the hair salon, I'm going to be talking. When I talk, I'm going to spit. When you spit, you're going to, you know, you're going to, wet your mask. And so when you look at these phases, I think North Carolina is also opening up. So as these states open up, you're seeing people frustrated, all right? Some of us are like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Others are like, oh, my God, how the heck are we supposed to accomplish what we're supposed to accomplish? We'll still go under. And you know, for that argument, let me just tell you guys, look, we could have been really, really screwed. We could have been just completely closed for the summer. So, you know, take what you could get. If we're allowed to reopen halfway, do what you can, you know, for those that can. But are these social distancing guidelines, are these tokens of actions that look like we're trying to stop, you know, infection, do they really work? Well, the answer to that is yes and no. So, I mean, I've been a doctor, obviously, for years. And with my patients, I usually wear a mask. And I usually wear gloves. And so, I think, you know, patients feel safe when their doctor is doing that. They might not prefer it. They'd love to see the doctor's face. They'd love to know that the doctor isn't, you know, putting up all these barriers and is, you know, touching the skin and looking at them and stuff. So, you know, for some things, I would just kind of get in there and look. But for most things, I would still wear gloves and I'd still wear a mask. And so I did that as a protective mechanism. And, you know, I would look at people during flu season going, gosh, that person just coughed on you in the grocery store. So I honestly think having these barriers do help a little bit. I think staying away from people who are coughing and sneezing on you do help. I think hand washing is brilliant. You know, I think the whole sanitizer thing, unfortunately, might lead to some super bugs, but we got a bad bug now, so we do what we can. But if I had to be really, really honest, when I was in a waiting room yesterday for surgery, beautifully done, very, very clean, you know, people were in masks. Was it, you know, really, really protective? You know, to the degree that it needs to be if you have a real bad illness. No. There's still eye discharge. There's still, you know, there's still door handles. There's still that, you know, it's not ever going to be sterile. So when you're dealing with a bug, okay, we would love every place to be an OR. ORs are one of my favorite places. They're just clean. They just have a different smell to them. It's so crisp. And it's supposed to be as sterile an environment as possible. It's not completely sterile because you're masked, but your eyebrows are still out there and, you know, that your neck. So it's not 100% sterile, but it's, you know, it's fairly clean. But, it, you know, even with that, you can only do so much. And so with these phases, we need to, from a psychological standpoint, realize that if the public isn't convinced, remember we talked about the three E's, if they're not engaged and they aren't on board and with the program and buy it, you know, they're not going to enlist. They're not going to keep the mask on. So when people are getting tired of the mask and they see other people opening it up and they're seeing people try to eat, you know, with it, they're going to be like, okay, why do we have this mask rule? People aren't following it. Or when you see, shows and, you know, performances, if you are sitting there 4 seats away from somebody else, yet the two people up there are dancing Swan Lake and, you know, hugging and whatever they do in Swan Lake. I've never been to a ballet. And you're going to be like, okay, wait a second. So those two people could be together and we can't, just like a movie theater. We're going to be going to the movies where people are going to be just macking and doing whatever. I mean, I watch like PG and R movies, okay? I don't watch bad movies. But, I, you know, still, these PG movies, dang. I mean, I'm like, cover your eyes, kids. Well, now, they're like, Mom, cover your eyes. Is there going to be hypocrisy? And if you can't convince the public that going to a restaurant with a mask is what you need to do, then they're not going to keep up with the mask. They're not going to keep up with the social distancing. And you're going to start to lose people. So what started to happen, you know, with Nevada, my guess is California governor was getting a lot of crap. Apparently there's lawsuits and, you know, the reopenings, by the way, are not very consistent. Different places get to reopen in different states at different times. Like in Arizona, there's no salons open, but in Utah, there are. So people have been going to Utah to get their, you know, nails done or hair done or whatever. But there's budget deficits. And so then people are starting to watch this and they go, okay, so wait a second. If these states are losing money and they're reopening cannabis, but then they're not reopening these other businesses, people start to go, no, wait a second. Okay, is this a money thing? You know, I mean, what are we really doing here? And so the government needs to then, if they're going to be going with the premise of, no, we're trying to protect you, we are trying to protect you from infectious disease, then there has to be some equitability or some same ground when we're looking at which companies are reopening and which not. So, how are the marijuana dispensaries, you know, organizing and setting up and packaging and selling the marijuana? If they're doing it very similarly to grocery stores or whatever, then fine, absolutely. But if nobody's really, you know, watching that, if they aren't wearing gloves, if their handling procedures aren't any different, then, you know, people are going to be starting to question, well, wait a second, is this all because the state's running out of money? And once people think that's going on, you lose them. That's what happened with this, you know, with half the country when it came to the election coming up. And, oh, you know what? We have to do mail-in ballots. And you're like, wait a second here. Once that topic came up, that's where all the conspiracy theories came out. Because I'm like, wait a second. The election is not for another 5-6 months. And you're telling me, we're kind of dealing with the crisis now. Why are you bringing up the election? And once that message came out, people are like, okay, whoa, wait a second. What is this all about? And as a doctor, I get very frustrated when you don't have people on board, just like with vaccines. I'm pro-vaccines. But when you have people that, you know, are concerned or they don't trust the government or whatever, you start to lose them. We are losing trust in the government every day when you start to hear people bring up an election that's 5 months away. Or bringing up, well, you know what, these companies that bring in revenue can reopen. So my suggestion is, yeah, we do phases, but make sure the phases, you know, have some scientific backing to it and some merit if you're going to still keep people closed or open them up. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have two new headlines. Both kind of seem the opposite of each other, but they're both true. So we have one headline saying that a mutant, more contagious coronavirus strain has emerged. And we also have a headline that a new mutation of coronavirus is showing that the disease is weakening. So we have a more severe strain, and then on the other hand, we're being told that the coronavirus is weakening. So let's talk about, we'll do the bad news first before the good news. So this is being reported out of KRON. They say a new strain of the novel coronavirus appears to be even more contagious than the original strain, spread in the early days of the pandemic, and has become more dominant worldwide. A 33-page report published on BioRxiv, is a website that researchers use to share their work before it is peer-reviewed, was led by a team of scientists at Los Alamos Research Laboratory. Okay, so coronavirus has been found in men's semen. Now, we talked about this, how if coronavirus could be in your tears, if it could be in your nasal or your cough or things like that, then what about, sexual transmission? So we have a new study coming out of China, Shanghui Municipal Hospital. They tested 38 male patients, and they treated them at the height of the pandemic in China. 16% of them had evidence of their coronavirus in their semen. This is according to a team that reported in JAMA Network Open. About a quarter of them were in the acute stage of infection, and 9% of them were recovering. I do not know how the topic arose, and I do not know, how the subject came up. Guys, can you possibly give us a sample? Not sure. But my guess is it came up. And the researchers said that we found SARS-CoV-2 that could be present in the semen of patients with COVID-19, and SARS-CoV-2 may be detected in the semen of recovering patients. That's from Ding Yang Li of Chinese People's Liberation Army General Hospital in Beijing. Okay, so, where do we go from here? Sorry, there's people in and out of the studio. I know, where's the social distancing? Oh, God, I was scared. I was like, what is that? So, if this is true, and it's in people recovering, remember the problem we had with Zika, where the virus could be shed. Remember, they originally said a year, then they said 8 months, and they knocked it down to 6 months. And so people were like, wait a second, we're young. We, just got back from the Rio Olympics. Are you telling us we can't, have sex? Well, using a condom is one thing, but we were also concerned about female secretions. And so this study is just on the male part of it. And so if they are finding that it can, and we know that the virus can use the testicles as a reservoir, then we have to assume that it might also be with the female, which means it's not just something that condoms could protect against. So, with coronavirus, I think where we're going to have to move, especially since, it's no surprise, we've seen Ebola and Zika, and like I said, others that could be spread sexually. I think we need to, as soon as possible, figure out who gets severe disease, who doesn't. A lot of people are thinking, well, if you're young, you're okay. Not always. A lot of young people, unfortunately, are at risk, still. But we don't seem to see the death rates like we do with older individuals. But where we have to move next with this is, okay, who has the potential to be very, very sick and go to the hospital? Who doesn't? And who's been immune or who's had it? And if you have had it, doesn't mean you're going to have longer immunity. We don't know that yet. We're assuming that you get some sort of immunity. We just don't know for sure. Now, a new study has come out saying that coronavirus can put those people with Lyme disease at risk. They say anybody can develop this infection. They say, although anyone can develop the infection, health officials have continued to stress that certain groups of people are at high risk, and that should include Lyme disease, according to Dr. Raphael Kelman. They said patients who have Lyme disease have a severely impacted immune system. A big component of Lyme disease is a hyperactive immune system that is always in a state of inflammation. They say with some 30,000 Americans diagnosed with this tick-borne disease every year, summer right around the corner. This is something we need to think about. So we're being told that coronavirus is going nowhere. That even though the summer's coming and it's hot and it's, you know, that don't expect the summer to be coronavirus free. Well, this is tick season now. This is when people go outside, hopefully. They get to, you know, hike in the woods, things like that, and do trails. They might be getting tick bites. They might, unfortunately, get tick disease, Lyme disease. So if you do get a tick bite, we've talked about how to remove it. Do not light a match, nothing like that. You have to remove it from the body. You can't take it from, you know, try to, you can't, you know, rip off the lower part of the body because the head will remain. You actually got to get it from the thorax and lift straight up. Any issues, go to a medical provider, and they'll probably put you on prophylaxis for Lyme disease. But tick season, so the reason why we bring this up is we talk about how many people have good immune systems. This might affect mostly older people. Most younger people seem to be fine. But remember, we haven't had Lyme disease or a lot of Lyme cases discussed. And so people can get Lyme disease when they're younger. So that might open up a whole new population of people who could unfortunately get coronavirus. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this nor'easter apparently is being expected. Yeah, we are having snow expected to parts of New England. 6 to 12 inches of snow. New York City has a 13% chance of snow showers Saturday. Freezing warnings are in place for Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Maryland. I know it's May. I get that. But the National Weather Service has warned Americans to warm up. Record cold temperatures are heading for the Northeast. There is a weak polar vortex and an unusually cold air mass coming in from eastern Canada. They say northern New England started gearing up for cold weather this week as residents woke up to snow Tuesday morning. They say it's going to be pretty chilly. I just didn't think we'd have to be dealing with snow at the time, but unfortunately we do. What we are also dealing with, of course, is unemployment. And we are told that more than 20.5 million people have lost their jobs in April. Unemployment rate has now hit 14.7%. This is the highest since the Great Depression. This staggering number of job loss will hopefully reverse, but I am worried about a certain curve. And when we look at graphs of people in job loss and then reopenings, right now what's happening, which we opened the show with phases in Nevada and I think North Carolina and other states, and forgive me if I'm wrong, is some places are going to be able to get a little bit of relief, being able to open up, hire people back, and try to salvage what they built for months or years. However, many of these phases are unsustainable, which means you are going to have companies that will have to make a choice whether they operate at a loss just so they can be in the program, or do they wait until an opening can be done normally. You know, nobody's talking about how, you know, working at 50% capacity is practical and how much money gets lost. Now, the small business loans that were given, the PPP, was in a way, even though it was a cluster on one end, what was kind of brilliant about it is they say, look, we got you covered, okay, for the first 8 weeks. So even if you lose money, as long as you pay your staff, you know, and true, 25% could go to your other expenses like rent, you're not going to hopefully lose too much money because we got you covered for the first 8 weeks. So we have to hope that either the business was able to get the money, get that relief, or won't go under during these extended phases. 1-877-DOCDELLY. Don't go away.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.